If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And hi from Indianapolis. We are on the road. I promised I would be. I am not kidding. So you're seeing a different background here. What I love about being on the Inspired Choices Network is the whole network is so supportive and we get to be on the road. I just take my light ring with me. I take my microphone and we keep on going. And I actually kind of like this, adding the energy of all these different cities to our discussions and to our bodies. So can you perceive Indianapolis? Yeah. We got some family and friends here. Today's show topic is all about geeking out around post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to be hopefully get some ideas and add to our list today. So I'll let you know about that. But in case you're new to our show is all about different resources like stand-up comedy, different tips and strategies, questions you can ask so that you can choose a different future beyond what's been projected or expected of you from your family, your friends, society, whoever, whatever. Let's choose beyond all of that and actually thrive. So it's really a self-care show more than anything. And a lot of this comes from my own personal experiences and my professional experiences as a family and child coach, as a body relationship coach, and an energetic body worker. I do therapeutic energy work. And all of these things come together really interestingly, really magically, especially now that I'm out of my own way and don't like keep them all separate. So it's really, really fun. I love talking to y'all about it. And y'all have chimed in on today's topic. So if you'd like to join us, get comfy as I'm talking about some of the events that are coming up, come and join us in the live chat and at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. So you can chime in today and listen live by clicking the links in the chat room or going to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/listen-live. You can also connect through our ICN app. You can connect with us on a lot of our different streaming services as well, shortly too. So it's going to be really, really awesome today, but I'd love to have you in the chat because I want to get your input. I'm always looking for more stand-up comedy to watch. Like it's one of my favorite sources of self-care. So if you want to see us in person, us as in me and Justin, and sometimes my family will tag along, maybe we'll bring Willow the dog with us. We have some upcoming events. We just were in Columbus, Ohio, checking out a beautiful venue for a very intimate, maybe 10 people are only going to be able to fit in this beautiful space. It's at Jessica's Skin Spa in Dublin, Ohio. And we're going to be there on August 19th for our awakening class. And we're going to have a meet and greet for anyone, even if you're not in the class, a meet and greet the night before. So if you want information for any of that, go ahead and reach out. We're going to get that on the website ASAP because it's like around the corner now. But this was from a special request by Megan Adair, who was one of our previous guests on Flirting with the Universe. And she's going to be hosting me and gathering a bunch of lovely people to play with, to actually awaken our sense of greater living, exuberant living. And then we have our class on November 4th in Charlotte, live in Charlotte, and also live streaming from Charlotte. The Dublin, Ohio one right now, it's just going to be in person. So if you want to play on August 19th, you got to come to Dublin, Ohio and play and get some squeezes, get some hugs, get some laughs in person. And then we also have our self-care group. If you're interested in joining the Expansive Energies group, this month's theme is all about abundant living with entities, spirits, and the unseen. So really using that to our advantage instead of trying to block it all out when it's often banging up against our minds, our realities, our bodies. So what if we could actually use our awareness of the unseen to add to our sense of abundant living? What would that be like? Some other information for y'all, our next Being a Different Possibility for Families events. We have some live events, meet and greets. Our next live meet and greet is August 6th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then our next virtual class where we talk about a specific topic each month is going to be July 24th from 6 to 7 Eastern online. And it's on dysregulation, disobedience, and distraction. The D's that I'm often get a lot of questions about. So send in your questions around it, get the replay, come on live. Let's get connected. Let's really support each other so that you make sure that you have more clarity and strategies for having more ease with all of these things. And then we have an August 21st call on there's no one size fits all, which can apply to families and so much more, right? So we are now live streaming on multiple platforms right now on TV and on our podcast. So cool. And we're going to continue to travel. I'm headed to Chicago next. So if you want to connect while I'm in Chicago, let me know. Send me a message. You can find me through social media platforms or email me at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And thanks for the emails. Shout out to all those that have been messaging me for speaking engagements. I've been asked to speak before. I've guest lectured at universities, and it's been a little bit, I think, since before pandemic that I really got to do a lot of speaking. And so I welcome those requests for speaking engagements. If there's any topic that I've talked about or any topic that is related to my expertise that you would like to me to speak in and about at your company, at your school, for your summit, things like that, your conferences, let me know. I love speaking and connecting with other people in all these different ways. So thank you for that. There's been quite a lot, so I can't name all of them right now, but as they're coming along, I will mention them on our podcast in case you would like to join me on those different platforms and different events. So today is all about geeking out with post-trauma growth in stand-up. And one of the things with this is it might seem a little bit weird. I get it. It might seem a little bit odd, but in my own personal journey, through trauma, throughout creating all the things that have been projected of me, a lot of you can't do that because you're a woman, a lot of you can't do that because you're Latina, a lot of you can't do that because you're in pain, you're too sick, you're buzzing, you got to take care of your family first, all these different things. It has been such a big part of me and my journey through all that, evolving and healing and getting resilience, building my own resilience. So, and then also I've been seeing this and using humor. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I think that's kind of like a dream of mine that one of these days maybe I delve into. I got a little bit of other things on my plate right now, a couple things. But I love using humor when I'm facilitating other people as well. So when I'm in classes, right, if you've been to my classes, if you've gone to my events, you know I get really goofy. And that really helps move the energy along, right? It can be super helpful for humor. And also the stories and the experiences in these stand-up comedians that we're going to be talking about, they're incredibly beneficial. It's been really beautiful. Their vulnerability, their irreverence, their strength through their jokes, their self-deprecation, their choices can sometimes shine a light on a path forward that we wouldn't otherwise have perceived or considered, which is another reason why I love geeking out with them and geeking out about them. So what if letting go of the past and growing post-trauma, post any heaviness, any negative experience, what if that could be easier and more fun than what we've been told? For a lot of people, when they're doing therapy, when they're doing coaching, they get really serious about it. And they do, even with me, I do home play and home practice, but I like to have it be a part of your routines and a part of the systems that you have in place. So it doesn't feel like this extra thing that you have to do, which is really, really important when you're already dealing with a lot, when you're already potentially close to overwhelm and burnout. You don't want to add something else to the plate. You're trying to clear things off of the plate so you have more space. So it's summer. It's been quite a year. Oh my goodness. So let's chill. let's geek out on some of our favorite stand-up comedians so that we can find some hilarious ways to release any of the heaviness that we've been experiencing and have some clarity beyond whatever's been showing up this year. And as some of you know, there's been quite a bit that's been showing up this year for me. I'm going to have my tea. Well, go ahead and get your tea, get comfy, come and join us in the chat room. I'm going to see and check on the chat room. Has anybody jumped in yet? Yeah. And then we are live on the Inspired Choices Network TV. We are live on the Inspired Choices Network and on Facebook and YouTube. If you go to the Inspired Choices Network pages on Facebook and YouTube, you will see this streaming live on the video if you want to check that out. So really highly recommend it. If you want to see my face and not have to worry, wait for it. All right. So one of the first ones I want to mention, and I'm going to read the description of this as well. If you haven't already read this book, it was a best-selling book, and I resisted reading it for a really long time. I think it's also an audiobook as well. I'm going to check that out for y'all. But I'm going to mention books. I'm going to mention podcasts. I'm going to mention comedy specials. So get your writing utensils ready. Whatever you want to take notes on, you're going to walk away with a list of some really cool things to check out. But the first one I want to mention is actually The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. Who has read it? Who has listened to it as an audiobook? How good was it? Did you just tear through it like I did? Did you initially resist reading it like I did? Because I did. I had it on my Kindle, on my e-reader for months before I finally was like, okay, I'm doing this thing. I think I got a sample of it and something about it was like, I'm not ready. I don't know what it is. And what I found is, yes, it's a matter of timing sometimes, but sometimes it's a matter of you resist something because it's going to bring up stuff in your world that you're not quite ready to receive yet. And I got that right away with hers. It was going to remind me of a lot of my own journey and also bring up stuff about kids that I get very passionate about. When kids are involved, it's a whole thing. And she's had a really tumultuous, interesting childhood. So I'm going to read what it says here about her book, the description. It says, best spoken word Grammy Award nominee from stand-up comedian and actress Tiffany Haddish comes The Last Black Unicorn, a hilarious, edgy, and heart-wrenching collection of autobiographical essays that will leave you laughing through tears. Tiffany Haddish grew up in one of the poorest parts of South Central Los Angeles. Her mother wound up with a debilitating brain injury after surviving a car accident. Tiffany never fit in anywhere, not in the household she rotated through in the foster care system, and certainly not at the nearly all-white high school she had to ride the bus an hour to attend. As an illiterate ninth grader, Tiffany did everything she could to survive. After a multitude of jobs, she finally realized that she had a talent in an area she never would have suspected, comedy. Tiffany faced the routine hindrances of climbing the entertainment business ladder, but had the added obstacles of sex, race, and class in her way. But she got there. She's humble, grateful, down to earth, and funny as hell. She still cleans the toilet the way she was shown by a foster mom who worked as a maid, and she still rolls her joints the way one of her foster dads taught her. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit more about her, and then we're going to take our first break. Tiffany can't avoid being funny. It's just who she is. I would absolutely agree. Like, if you've seen her in interviews, if you've seen her on any of her movies, it's just, she's so naturally humorous. It's just, she be humor. She just walking sunshine and joy. But The Last Black Unicorn is so much more than a side-splittingly hilarious collection of essays. It's a memoir of the struggles of one woman who came from nothing and nowhere. A woman who was able to achieve her dreams by reveling in her pain and awkwardness, showing the world who she really is. And inspiring, the page jumped here. And inspiring others through the power of laughter. Like, I can't speak highly enough about this. Like, there's just so much that I loved about this book when I finally got out of my own way and read it. And I actually liked the book even more than her stand-up, honestly. Like, there was so much complexity and nuance, and you can hear how she talks when you're reading it, which was one of my favorites when I'm reading a memoir of a stand-up comedian. I love actually hearing their voice. Like, they wrote it actually as them. It's not like somebody else wrote it with their voice. They actually are having their fantastical voice in their writing. And it's amazing. And part of what really resonated with me, in addition to everything that the description said, was her experiences with the other kids in the foster care system. Like, I've worked so much with different kids in foster cares, different kids that have been adopted, but a lot. I mean, from the moment I was out of grad school, I was in the Chicago Public Schools. And I remember even in my practicum year, I was working with a child that by the time they were five, maybe they were five or six, they had already been at like eight different foster care homes. So not surprisingly, it was very hard for him to connect. He was not really invested in making friendships. He was really angry. He was really dysregulated. And on top of that, he had a lot of developmental delays and speech impairments and things like that, which is why I was seeing him. And it really planted a seed in my professional journey to make sure that I was including what was going on with foster care systems and with the kids there, with their parents, and making sure that they have tools to feel supported. Because depending on what state they're in, they have very different supports. And so some of you that have reached out to me, some of you have even become my really close friends who are foster care moms and dads. Thank you so much. And maybe this book might be something that would contribute to you, because there's so much laughing. Like, is through the heaviness and through all the things she goes through, you are laughing with her and not at her. And that's really, really powerful. So let's take our first break. Okay. We're in it. We're starting it up. I love it. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to talk about geeking out with post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I am Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is geek out on post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. Our show is brought to you by Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. Liquid collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Get real results that you can see and feel. And check out the Activated Liquid Collagen and LifeVantage's other natural plant-based products to address anti-aging, gut health, energy, and more by going to cirisrivas.lifevantage.com or visit our episodes page. And our episode is also brought to you by The Elements of Living, the ingredients to creating empowered, authentic, and joyful living with your body. By familiarizing yourself with the Elements of Living, or EOLs, you can identify where you already have the ingredients to create a phenomenal life that's worth living to you. Huh. I love that. Awaken the slumbering elements essential for you to thrive and stop anywhere that you are being misled. Ah, don't take me away by irrelevant and erroneous information. For our listeners, you can receive the introductory Greek QuickBook on the Elements of Living for free, waiving the current cost of the book by emailing us at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com with the subject line elements. And for more information on the Elements of Living, visit our episodes page or empoweringlightlanguage.com/elementsofliving. So before we went on break, we were starting to discuss some of our stand-up comedians that have had so much wisdom and so much irreverence and just inspirational things that have happened that they talk about in their books, their memoirs, and their specials. And we started off by talking about The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. Her stand-up's amazing as well. She talks about a lot of her experiences there, but I really, really cannot recommend enough her memoir, her book, The Last Black Unicorn. It was amazing. And I'd like to mention some other ones as well. So, but if you have some that you would recommend, go ahead and join us on in our live chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. And just use whatever username you'd like, and then go ahead and chime in, and maybe you have some other recommendations for our listeners on some stand-up comedians that you would recommend. We have one sent here. Polly said that she loves Maz Drobrani. I love Maz as well. Really, really cool. And John Mulaney, especially his special when he talks about being right after completing rehab, because he's been very candid about using cocaine and all the things that's impacted. And then he went to rehab, and I think he had to go to rehab again. And he includes a lot of that in his specials and his and how it's not that easy to stay sober and to do that and work on those journeys, and how there's some things that have happened in his personal life as well that people speculate that it was wondering about if it was related to him maybe relapsing again. But now he has a baby, and he's married, he has a second wife now. And his last stand-up is not my favorite that I've seen. I've seen all of his stand-ups on Netflix, but it is funny. It is funny. I think all of the first three I actually liked the most, so more than this last one. But they're all really good. It all really helps. And it's just a walking example of not letting something stop you, right? So thank you, Polly, for chiming in and mentioning both Maz Drobrani and John Mulaney. The Comeback Kid, I think I really like. That's one of my favorites of John Mulaney. So I second that. That's a great recommendation. And just in case anyone wants to also check us out, we're on over 450 platforms for podcasts and TV. So you can find us on there now or in the future. Make sure to subscribe. All right. So the next one that is one of my recommendations is Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah. Who knows about that one? Yeah. Have you read it yet? Have you heard it as an audiobook yet? So good. I think I finished it like almost in a day, like maybe a day and a half. Like just could not put it down, was upset when it was over. Like, you know, when though you really are in a story and you're so, like, I was in it like this, could not lift my head. I think I still ate. I think I brought it with me to the bathroom. Like, it was to that level. And I'm going to read the description of the book that it's on here as well. I have it ready for y'all. I'm reading it. Let's see. It says, in this award-winning Audible Studios production, because it has it, they have it on Audible and they have it in paperback and all of that. Trevor Noah tells his wild coming of age tale during the twilight of apartheid in South Africa. It's a story that begins with his mother throwing him from a moving van to save him from a potentially fatal dispute with gangsters, then follows the budding comedian's path to self-discovery through episodes both poignant and comical. Noah's virtuoso embodiment of all the characters from his childhood and his ability to perform accents and dialects effortlessly in English, Xhosa, and Zulu garnered the Audie Award for Best Male Narrator in 2018. Nevertheless, Noah's devoted and uncompromising mother, as voiced by her son, steals the show. You know, I actually read it and didn't have it as an audiobook when I did it, and I still loved it. Like I said, I took it everywhere with me. One of my favorite parts about it was everything related to him and his mom. He does a stand-up that's called The Son of Patricia, which is probably one of my favorite stand-ups of his, but his is always good. All of the ones I've ever, as soon as I first discovered him, gosh, so many years ago, before he was the host of The Daily Show and all of that, I just absolutely adored him and have been following him ever since. And then the book came out and I was like, if I didn't love you enough already, Trevor Noah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And his relationship with his mom reminds me so much of my relationship with my mom. Like, they were partners in crime. They were partners in so many things. He had her back. She had his back. There were some choices that she made that you may or may not agree with. And yet, what would you do in those situations? When you're reading the book, you really very much ask yourself that. And how he's able to look upon his childhood from all these different perspectives, including the lens of him as a child, and considering what his parents were thinking. Like, he's not judging his parents. He's not judging South Africa. He's not even judging his neighbors. All these different things that someone might be tempted to do, he doesn't do it. And you end up loving almost everybody except a few people, and you'll know immediately who they are when you read the book or when you hear the book. And you're like, oh, wow, I really can have more compassion for people. We're all in it in different ways. We're all have different things in our plates. We have different experiences that are guiding our choices. And yet there's also some choices that were made by him, by his mom, that completely were different than what was projected and expected of him. Like, him even being in the United States and doing all the things that he's doing, he talks about that in his stand-up. Like, he's like, I can't go camping and my family see me camping. That's my whole childhood was camping. I'm trying to get away from that. So my family, if they see me camping, they're like, oh no, what happened to Trevor? Oh no, they'll be so concerned. And you can see how he's living for himself and also to honor his heritage and to really support his family. And it's just so, so cool. And then now he's getting to impact so many people and bringing information from so many different parts of the world to people. And I just love that about him. He loves traveling. So he's very multicultural in how he navigates the world and also in his perspective. It's just very holistic. It's very global instead of just national. And I just love that. And that was his childhood as well. Even though he started in poverty in South Africa, there's so many influences of other countries because his dad is from Switzerland, and being around someone who knows where his dad is, but his dad isn't involved. I think a lot of people can relate to that in their own way, even if their dad was physically in the same household, but not necessarily present. There's so many things about it, and both his memoir, his stand-ups, and Tiffany Haddish's really invites us all to look at where we can have some more compassion, where we can bridge the gap that other people feel like we need to keep separate from other people, and use hate and anger and resentment to not have this level of vulnerability and gratitude for them. And they both express gratitude for people and for situations that just are awe-inspiring. Like, it's just so amazing. So Thank you, Trevor Noah, for writing the book. Thank you for being in the world. Thank you, Tiffany Haddish, for being in the world and writing her book and doing what she's doing. And one of the things I love about Tiffany as well that I didn't get to mention is she also is really about lifting up other people. And so maybe you've checked out her stand-up called They Ready, like, okay, they ready. And she's the MC and really is trying to showcase other comedians that maybe they've been around but haven't had as much attention as she has, that haven't, and or people that they're up and coming, and she's, you know, wanting to make sure that you know about them so that they get to get recognition and get to contribute to your life as well. So I love that about her. Her generosity of spirit is contagious, and the fact that she's able to have held on to that through all these horrific challenges that she's experienced is beyond commendable. So I'm just super inspired by her. All right, lovelies. Wow, it's already time for our second break. How did we get here so quickly? you are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedius, with myself, Cedius, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss geek out. Post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today our show topic is I'm dancing. In case y'all don't catch it because you haven't checked out our other Geek Out episodes, I'm saying it like the song Freak Out. That's the melody that's playing in my head anytime we do a Geek Out episode. Okay. And this is all about post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. Our show is brought to you by Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. Liquid Collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Get real results that you can see and feel, and check out the Activated Liquid Collagen and LifeVantage's other natural plant-based products to address anti-aging, gut health, energy, and more, or by going to our episodes page. And our episode is also brought to you by the Elements of Living, the ingredients to creating empowered, authentic, and joyful living with your body. By familiarizing yourself with the Elements of Living, or EOLs, you can identify where you already have the ingredients to create a phenomenal life that's worth living to you. And so for our listeners, you can receive the introductory cookbook on the Elements of Living for free, waiving the current cost of the book by emailing us at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com with the subject line elements. And for more information, you can go to empoweringlightlanguage.com/elementsofliving. So before we went on our break, we were talking about some of my favorite specials and memoirs. The last one we were talking about was Trevor Noah's Born a Crime. Love, love, love it so much. Make sure you keep listening to the rest of this episode for some more recommendations. And if you have some that you would like me to mention, like Polly came in and mentioned it, some Maz Jobrani and John Mulaney. Yep, she mentioned those two. If you have any other ones you'd like to chime in on, I would love to hear from you. And I'd like to have some more stand-up comedians that I can geek out to. Because I love it. All right. If you don't already know about Nanette, buckle up, buckle in for Nanette. It is. Journey is too light of a word. What's a stronger word? A roller coaster ride? It is, and it's one of the, it's like the Batman ride at Six Flags. Like, it's, you go through dark tunnels and you come out and you see the light and you spin around and you're like a nervous laugh, and then you're like, wait, is it time to laugh? And then you're like, wait, it's all over the place, but it's so amazing. I'm going to read to you the description that I found on Nanette, by Hannah Gadsby. So it is a special on Netflix. Nanette is the name of the special. Hannah Gadsby is the name of the stand-up comedian. And all right, here it says, Nanette is a live comedy performance written and performed by Australian comedian Hannah Gadsby, which debuted in 2017. The work includes social commentary, evocative speech punctuated by comedy, and emotive narration of Gadsby's life, lessons, and what their story offers to the world. So what the what this description that I found doesn't say, that I think is really, really important, is that she identifies, I believe, as lesbian or queer, and she's neurodivergent. She has autism, and how these two things intersect and how they're not really received or understood by the world. She gets in it. She talks about it in a way that you stand at attention. You're like, oh wow, okay, got it. I am here for all of this. And it is often uncomfortable. I am forewarning you. It is not a super light the whole time special. And yet I think that's part of its power. Like, you gotta make some people uncomfortable to shake up the status quo, especially if the status quo is basically telling you that as someone who is in the part of the LGBTQI community, or someone that is neurodivergent, you shouldn't be here. You're not as valuable. We've talked about this. We talked about it in last week's episode on Would the World Be Better Without You? It is not better without you. And yet if you're being told those messages, it's really challenging sometimes if you don't have models, if you don't have a support network, if you don't have a community that is also saying, hey, no, we love that you're here. Our lives are better with you being here. Like, yes, be here and forget those other people. And so she just kind of totally takes you for a loop in this special. And yet I'm so, so grateful for her. She just came out with a more recent special. Gosh, what is the name of that special? I'll have to look that one up. But Nanette is the one that just totally took the world by storm. And then she doesn't apologize for Nanette in this most recent one, but she's like, this is going to be different, I promise. Because she recognizes that she really like shook up a lot of people's worlds. And they were like, I thought we were going to see a comedy show. And I laughed, but I also cried. I also like got really angry and upset with her and on her behalf. I mean, it was just like, it was everything. Nanette is everything. And that's also what a lot of post-trauma experience is. It's not just, you know, easy sunshine and unicorn farts. It's not also just all crying and being rocking in a corner rolled up in a ball. It's the full spectrum. And I say this, you know, tongue in cheek, since she has autism, the full spectrum of the human experience. And to be able to see that she is able to carve out a space for herself on the stage, and she's advocating for herself, and she's advocating for other queer people, and she's advocating for other people with neurodivergent characteristics, because you don't actually have to have the label to have some of the characteristics. Like, there is so much that she does in this that it's so commendable. So thank you for Hannah Gadsby. Thank you for being in the world and for doing stand up. And I'm not aware of any memoirs that she's written so far, but I hope one's coming. I will totally be there and read it. And if she does, I will talk about it on here for y'all. Another one that I would recommend is Bo Burnham's Inside. I was exposed to Bo Burnham. It was introduced to me by my ex, Mike. Hi, Mike, if you're listening. And we definitely geek out about a lot of stand-up comedy to this day. We're still really good friends. And he's just a treasure in my life. And Inside was one of those specials that really makes you rethink what stand-up has to be like, how to produce it. I mean, he already is a very different stand-up comedian. It's like a musician and theater performer mixed in with stand-up comedy, and he does lighting design. And I believe he started off on YouTube, and you can kind of see those origins in how he does his specials. And then he was, like many of us were, inside a lot during the pandemic. And he did the entire special, created it by himself with cameras and lighting and all these different things and music while he was stuck inside quarantining. And really speaks to so many of our experiences during 2020 and 2021. But this, I think he made it during 2020. And I watched it on Netflix. I think that's available on other platforms as well. But Bo Burnham, his last name is spelled B-U-R-N-H-A-M. He has multiple standups. I actually recommend just for you to see it all in order, like chronological order. Maybe it's my OCD, but you can see how he changes as a stand-up comedian as well, and the things that he refers to. And then so when you get to Inside, which is the last special that I'm aware of, you're just blown away because you see how he's adapted how he does stand-up to being completely indoors and not having a live audience to get that feedback from, not getting the stimulation of having the laughter of other people to know, did this joke land or not? And it's still amazing, like amazing. So really, really recommend that. And that one's called Inside. I'm looking at the chat to see if anyone else is chiming in here. Cool. Okay, we have Mo Amir, last name spelled A-M-E-R. He has a show called Mo and a TV sitcom called Mo about his experiences before he got up and started doing stand-up. He's a Palestinian American stand-up comedian, and he grew up in Texas. I mean, it's just talk about choosing beyond what's been projected and expected of you. Like for him to be so successful now post 9/11, with a lot of people that are still very prejudiced and still discriminating against people who are of Palestinian descent, like, is just amazing to me. I'm so happy for it. I'm so here for all of it. He's hilarious. And all of the standups I've ever watched of his, I would recommend them. I haven't gotten to watch his TV show, but my brother, Shaniel, hi, Shaniel, wherever you are, I think you're still in Rhode Island right now. My brother told me about Mo Amir. He's like, you have to watch him. And my brother knows my taste. It was great. I haven't gotten to see the TV show, but he raves about it. And given that I have some very close friends that are Palestinian, I was like, let me do my due diligence here. Let me support my people. And oh, yes. So great. So great. Highly recommend it. Laugh. Wait for the ribs. Just all of the ribs. Ab workout. Listening to Mo Amir. somebody mentioned Mark Maron. I'm familiar with Mark Maron's podcast. He's very candid about his journey with addiction and depression. And I know he's done some specials. I haven't watched it yet, but I hear great things. So check it out and, you know, let me know what you think about it. And after I listen to it, I'll let you know what I think, but thanks for that recommendation. Awesome. Awesome. Now I'm going to pause a little bit. How are y'all feeling? What do you think so far? One of the things that I invite you to that I forgot to mention at the top of the episode is with any of these, when you're like, oh my gosh, Sweeties, which one should I start with? Well, have you asked your body? What if you got your yes and your no with your body, like we've talked about, right? In Monday episodes and definitely in all of my classes. And you say, okay, body, last black unicorn, yes or no? John Mulaney's specials, yes or no? Trevor Noah's specials or reading Born a Crime, yes or no? And seeing which one is the greatest yes. It's not that it'll be all the other ones will be no, and that's one will be yes. Which one is the greatest? Like, oh, yes, let's do it. And then start with that one and then go from there. And like, have fun with it. Like this, in the, your body will let you know which one will contribute the most to your journey and to, that will nourish you so you can get past and move through any of the heaviness, any of the funk, any of the ugh that's going on. Okay. I can't part ways. And before our break, I definitely want to mention, I mention it all the time. I love, love, love. One of my favorite podcasts for a while now has been Armchair Expert by Dax Shepard. And some people don't consider him a stand-up comedian. I think he is. A lot of his movies that he's been in are comedic movies. He actually does really well with drama too, but he started in improv. So that he definitely has that penchant for being able to roll with things and had some levity to heavy situations. And he does that with vulnerability, with really piercing, beautiful questions. You're like, oh, that's a really good question. I'm really excited to see what his guest says to that in response to that. He does his research. He's an avid reader, even with him being dyslexic. And, you know, he listens to a lot of the books that he recommends, but he has a great perspective on things and has some really good guests, a lot of whom are people who are choosing a different future. So Armchair Expert is a great podcast. Definitely would recommend it. And it's time for our next break, y'all. I hope you've been enjoying our chat so far. Let me know if you would recommend anything else. I love your input as well. So you're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to talk about geek out. Post-trauma growth in stand-up comedy. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com, or send an email to EmpoweringLightLanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And our show topic today has been Geek Out, Post-Trauma Growth in Stand-Up Comedy. And so before we went on break, we were talking about some podcasts, some specials, some stand-up comedy specials, and some memoirs that I love. Definitely check all those out. I also would recommend Weirdo by Donald Glover. And part of why I would recommend it is that I love that he talks about not necessarily his trauma, but how his experiences and interactions, because his parents were foster care parents. And so he had a bunch of different kids coming in and out of his home. And for people who are curious about fostering and you have your own biological kids, I think it's a really great example of the ways that, you know, he considers these kids his brothers and siblings. It really affected the trajectory of his life. And he had some really funny stories to share about some of these kids and who had experienced some of them a lot of trauma or abuse. And so it's not so much because of his post-trauma journey. I'm not aware of any trauma that he's spoken about publicly, at least, but about his perspective as someone who was a sibling to foster kids. And so his stand-up is called Weirdo. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at my list here that we've gone through most of them that I really, really want to talk about. And then we also some of the things that y'all have chimed in. An honorary mention that I want to mention that is really one of the people that started it all, like changing the stories around being vulnerable and sharing about your childhood and your trauma, is Richard Pryor. Like, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, he was talking about his experience with his mom, I believe, was a prostitute. He was very candid about his drug use. He was talking about his relationships, all these different things that he's experienced. And he would have you laughing and being in stitches. Some of his stand-up does not like stand the test of time very well, but some of it really does, especially when it comes to his personal experiences, because that's his story. You can't judge somebody. Oh, you could choose to. I choose not to judge somebody for how they framed and how they are talking about their story. Now, maybe some of the things he talked about related to other people and their identities and their journey, not going to agree with. And that hasn't stood the test of time. The same thing goes with some of the stuff that Eddie Murphy has talked about back in a lot of his specials when he was doing Raw, right? Or he was doing, what's the other one that's really famous of his that I'm totally blanking on, but I've watched him. There's Raw and somebody else going to chime in and remind me what it is later. But a lot, I try to rewatch them and it's like, Eddie, you can't say that now. It doesn't really work the same way. That was the normal back then. The line now has shifted and I don't judge him for it like many people would, but I'm definitely like, I can't enjoy it in the same way that I did when I first watched it, right? So something to keep in mind for sure, no matter what you're hearing in any of these stand-up, I definitely wonder where some of them are kind of pushing the envelope a little bit and how much more they could. I think that's why I love the stand-ups where they actually talk about post-trauma growth and their wisdom and their nuggets of that invites us to look at things a little bit differently, because that usually does stand the test of time. That is something that it's like, that's their own personal experience. And so if they're telling you about their parents, if they're telling you about their childhood, if they're telling you about this, the rape and assault that they went through, and they're able to laugh at it, it kind of lets it us be like, okay, what if I had a bit more of reverence and a more of a sense of humor for some of the things that I've experienced? Like, what door would that open for me in my healing journey and my ability to have more resilience and strength through these next stages, because it's an ongoing journey in continuing to have growth and evolution beyond trauma. Okay. Gosh. So there is a couple of other, okay, we're here. I'm looking here too. I'm going to check in our groups. Yes. All right. So there's somebody here that messaged me and I'm looking at this too. So a lot of my favorite comedians, we can geek out completely. Yes. Somebody asked, well, do you have any comedians that you love that don't talk about trauma? Oh, absolutely. A lot of comedians that are out there aren't talking about trauma. I just discovered Matt Rife and he doesn't really talk about trauma. He does a lot of crowd work, which he does really naturally, really beautifully hilarious, where he interacts with the crowd and it's off the cuff kind of. And that's a very amazing skill. I'm super impressed with him. Bert Kreischer, I love him. I love Tom Segura. He just came out with a new special, and his wife, Christina P, and having her perspective as a mom. She's really, really great. Some of the things that I don't know if she would call it as trauma, but they can be traumatic. Some of the things as her experiences as a mom, that she gets you laughing because they're very relatable. If you work with kids, if you have kids yourself, some of the things she talks about is really, really funny. Amazing. So Amy Schumer is another one I want to mention. So her Instagram posts and what she's talked about with having a husband who has autism, and also her very, very traumatic pregnancy and delivery, both. She's really shined a light and shown a light on how, what you can do to be okay and to take care of your mental, emotional, and physical health after having pregnancies that have basically torn your body apart and you're having to piece it back together and have a new and different relationship with your body again. But before the stand-up that she called Growing, where she talks about her husband having autism. All of her stand-ups before that didn't really consist of trauma. It was really more like her dating experiences. They were very funny, also very relatable. And she also had her TV show, The Amy Schumer Show, that you can check out as well. So I like when there's a mix in someone in a stand-up comedian where they can have it where it's stuff that's an everyday experience from a different perspective. And also when they talk about things from a perspective that maybe you haven't considered or experienced directly yourself. All right, that is our show for today. Next week, we're going to be talking about Break Your Good Girl Contract to Stop People Pleasing with Lisa Stryker. I'm really, really excited to talk to you about Lisa. Lisa's amazing. She's doing great things. She is a certified coach, trainer, and speaker, and the founder of Connects Coaching and Training with a focus on mindset coaching for midlife women. Her one-to-one coaching program is designed to take you from overthinking, second-guessing, and self-limiting perfectionism to creating a clear personal point of view and becoming a calm, confident decider with a capital D. And so she has a 25-year career in communications and reputation management, where she discovered that her highest calling is people development instead. So she's definitely herself choosing with business a different future. And she's going to invite us to look at where we're overthinking, where we're doing overwhelm, and where we're having these good girl contracts that we can break. Bye. See you later. Good girl contracts. And so even for those of you that don't identify as a girl, as a female, maybe you have them in your life. Maybe there are loved ones. Maybe you're raising a daughter that you might want to keep some of these tips in mind. So this show will still be for everyone, even with Lisa's specialty and her people that she usually works with for one-on-one coaching is usually midlife women. There is going to be something for everyone in that episode. And so if you know of anyone that has a good girl contract that's doing people pleasing, make sure to share the episode's information with them so that they can pre-register, they can get the information from Lisa. She's going to be offering some yummy gifts as well. I'm excited to let you know about that and really give us all an idea of how we can break any habits that we have that are about people pleasing, that are about codependence. And if you like today's show on geeking out with post-trauma stand-up comedy, you might want to check out our other episodes on geeking out as well and our other episodes on codependence. If this is something that you are wondering about that you might be struggling with, because we've had some other guests in some other episodes where we've talked about this topic as well. Lisa's going to have her own unique spin on this that you're going to really, really love. I got to meet her in Charlotte, North Carolina at the National Association for Women Business Owners, a little like luncheon, signature luncheon. And we've been just loving on each other ever since. I think you're going to really love what she has to say. And just her energy, her perspective. So I really hope you guys connect with us on that episode and any future episodes that we have on this topic, if this is something that you would like. And on that note, if you have ideas on topics that you would like us to talk about that we haven't done anything on yet, let me know. Please email me at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com because I love hearing from you. We've definitely created a lot of these topics specifically because some of our listeners have asked for it. So if you're willing to ask for it, you're willing to receive it. And I would love for you to be able to receive exactly what you would like in whatever way I can contribute to you and create that for you. Okay. If I could go magic wand, let's get it here for you. Let's do it. I'm also really, really excited about the other episodes that we have lined up for the rest of this month. So make sure you check that out. We did reschedule my episode of Limitless Azúcar with my mom. That's a reminder for me. So make sure that that you check out the other previous episodes of Limitless Azúcar with my mom, Zulma Verdejo Carrion. And then we're going to be checking in with her at the beginning of August. But we have some great things lined up, y'all. And I'm super, super excited to continue to connect with you, continue to empower you to have your fantastical voice so you can communicate more effectively with your mindset and your reality, and for you to be able to create lives that light you up beyond whatever has been projected and expected of you. But with, how does that sound? Does that sound doable? Yeah. Would you like that? Oh my gosh, y'all. Well, chime in. I'm going to check on all comments on all the platforms and we'll respond accordingly. If you have any other recommendations for stand-up comedians, for memoirs, for podcasts that I should check out,